some of those dogs fell off of the dog pen mm-hmm. there.
Do you have stinging insects here?
Stinging scorpions. You know, quite a few of those.
I don't like those either. I put my bare foot down on one of those down in Texas. He just put me right
on. A certain time of year, you'll see them crawling around the house there.
Yeah, we have
a little later, I believe, when they
crawl. We see one once in a while crawl there.
Do you have hornets here?
Few, not very much.
Where do they build their nests?
Well, if I remember what I'd seen, built on a limb, kind of a honeycomb limb now. And it's funnel shaped, it would go up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen one in a long time. But you see one, I guess it's horny. It looks like we're going to see them flying around, but I haven't seen a nest in a long time. I got my horse in one of the nests once. Tell you right now, that old pony is going to run over too big a tree with me.
What kinds of hornets do you have here? Any special kinds? Or?
Oh, I don't know what they did call those. It's the ones I ever got into, the hornet's nest. You can hear, see one once in a while. I don't know what they call it. It's just hornets, all I believe ever.
Do you have wasps?
Oh, yeah, we got worldly.
What kind?
Red and the black. Then we have some of the little striped type wasps, uh-huh. Smaller. Not a great lot of those. We have worlds that red and black tail wasps.
They're pretty mean, aren't they?
Well, a certain time of the year they're awful mean, but what hurts is a little later on they go leave their nest and hunt in winter quarters and they come in, and, which they're not mad. They're just hunting a place to winter, but if you take collar attach him or something, he'll sting you. He'll just stung you. No telling where you'll find him crawling around in the winter.
Do you have that insect here that'll build a little mud nest?
Dirt dauber.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they sting?
No.
I said no. I never know the one to sting.
They sure eat spiders, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they use that spider for raising their hatching. They have a would-be. Don't have a stinger. Then we have one that maybe got a stinger.
Hmm.
Then we have a little smaller one, looks like, in that family. It's called a bumblebee now. We got lots of those. I guess there was a dozen of them stung us boys this year when we was ahead. The rake boy and the mower boy and the baler boy all got stung.
Did they make a pretty good welt?
They used to swell me awful bad, and what I got stung this year just, they didn't swell me a bit, but one boy got stung on the arm, way up big.
Mm.
I don't know why this didn't swell me this year. I've been stung by them before and it swelled.
Mm.
Didn't stung right on the jaw there and one back on by an ear, neither one of them. It hurt like everything, but didn't swell me.
Well, I'm certainly in favor of those wasps and the dirt divers when they get those darn spiders. I hate to get out in the morning when I'm just about half awake and walk between two bushes. Have an old thing get me.
Oh, spider web.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. You scratch, pull, and tug.
I don't know whether that dirt dog, but I guess he goes out and catches those kind of spiders. Yeah, there's a lot of them pretty strong spider webs out there. I guess all that spiders live on insects, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spiders will kill the flies and the bees and other things, moths. The wasps will kill the spiders. I don't know what gets the wasps.
Haven't we got one type of wasp that eats a certain aphid insects?
Yeah.
I wonder what color he is. I wonder what kind of wasp he is.
I don't know. I read about that in the county agent's office the other day.
Well, it's come out 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think we got too many of those kind of.
And I saw that again in a national